AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump suggested yesterday that the use of Tylenol during pregnancy could contribute to the rising autism rate in the U.S. It's a potential link that experts have studied and say is unproven. Here he is in remarks.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, is that okay? Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy, can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
AP's Charles de la Desma reports a jury in New Zealand has found a woman guilty of murdering her two children and leaving their bodies in suitcases for years before they were discovered.
The guilty verdict at the High Court in Auckland means the jury rejected a defense of insanity made by lawyers for Hakayung Lee, who fled to South Korea after the killings before being extradited to face trial. The swift verdict arrived hours after jurors were sent to deliberate on Tuesday morning. Lee was charged with killing Minu Jo, who was 6, and Yuna Jo, who was 8, in June 2018. The children's remains were found inside luggage at an abandoned storage unit in Auckland in August 2022. Lawyers for Lee admitted she had killed the children by giving them an antidepressant medication, but said the deaths happened after their client had descended into madness. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Atlantic Coast Conference is moving to a 9-game league schedule for football while having teams play at least 10 games against power conference opponents. This is AP News. Ahead of a high-profile meeting at the United Nations, the push for Palestinian statehood is gaining strength. AP's Ed Donahue.
French President Emmanuel Macron says the time has come.
Certains diront trop tard.
He says some will say too late, others will say too soon. One thing is certain, we cannot wait any longer. Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour says this is historic. France joins the UK, Canada, Australia, and other countries.
To recognize the state of Palestine is an investment in peace and saving the two-state solution.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says statehood would reward Hamas. Secretary General Antonio Guterres pushed back.
Statehood for the Palestinians is a right, not a reward.
Netanyahu says he will decide on Israel's response to the Palestinian statehood push after meeting with President Trump at the White House next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.